St. Benedict taught us to do that in his chapters on the divine office in his rule, and he himself got this verse from St. John Cassian, who said that this verse is one of the keys to ceaseless prayer, to perpetual prayer, to be repeating in our hearts at every moment, O God, come to my assistance, O Lord, make haste to help me. In addition to this background of this verse, which in this context is beginning the Mass instead of the office, we see that this is a part of monastic spiritual warfare. We're calling upon God's help at every moment of our lives because we know very well that our own weakness is such that we are prone to temptation all the time. We need God's help to battle against the thoughts that come our way that will take us from the straight path to our Lord. And I've mentioned this several times now throughout the season of Ordinary Time. The introit texts for the Mass always, not always, but frequently invoke this idea of spiritual warfare. That as we come into the church at the beginning of Mass, we leave behind the struggles we have in the world, and we move our minds now away from worldly preoccupations toward heavenly realities. And this is not something we can just do by flipping a switch. This is something that takes effort. It takes a kind of an internal battle. And so we call upon God right at the beginning to help us to lift our hearts, to perceive what is going on at the Mass, to perceive the presence of the saints in communion with us and the angels who are guarding us as we participate in the liturgy. Now we're going to sing the second half of this, Confundantur et revereantur inimici mei. Textually. First of all, musically, I've mentioned in other videos that we use a style of chant that has become common, particularly in Europe, in the past 50 years. It's called the semiological style. That's not so important. The idea is to try to match the rhythms of the text with the earliest notation of 10th century manuscripts that we have. One of the principles of this style of interpretation is that the word accents in Latin are stressed more, especially by elongating them. And this is why we sang, et revereantur inimici. So we stretch those accented syllables. That helps to communicate the meaning of the word. Of course, most people are not fluent in Latin, so it doesn't perhaps work outside of our monastic community, but this is the idea. The words are really what are important. In terms of the text here, we're asking God to confound and turn away our enemies who are seeking our souls. And it's actually put in the singular, seeking my soul. This word animam is translating the word that goes back to the Hebrew nephesh, which literally means the throat or the neck. And we can see why this would stand for one's life, because if you get your neck cut, then you don't live for very long after that. But it is spiritualized as it's taken into Latin, and it becomes that part of us which endures forever, the soul. And so, in the spiritual battle, it's not merely our physical life that we're trying to protect, but it's our eternal lives that we're asking God to protect and to strengthen at the liturgy. So one more time from the beginning, Deus in adiutorium mei. Day.